All right, the thought has crossed my mind. Yeah, if something should happen, yeah, I go along with it. But if it doesn't, it's no thing to me because that's not what I'm out here for. I'm out here to bomb, period. That's what I started for. I didn't start writing to go to Paris. I didn't start writing to do canvases. I started writing to bomb, to destroy all lines. And that's what I'm doing.
How long do you think you'll do it?
Till I'm finished.
Hey, it's your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Tupac Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Iron Knight Tyson, and the a.k.a. that matters the most, Jack Swagless. You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast with the King and the Queen. We out.
What the fuck is up, boy? It's your boy Stacks calling in the Nappy Afro. Shout out to King and Queen Jern, Be Easy, Saul Wright, GQ Blue, Short T, and fuck that nigga MJ Money 9S. Want to call in and say, y'all now tuned in to the number one rated podcast in the world, nigga, the motherfucking Frocast. I'll be here for another 14 years. Long time listener, been listening since 2007. Nigga, keep tuning the fuck in every fucking Friday. King and Queen Jern, Be Easy on the editing. I'm out. Boy Stacks. Fuck MJ Money 9S, bitch.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is. This is EJ the DJ representing the motherfucking podcast. You are now listening to the Frocast. Big Germ, you a fool, man.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on fool. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is all you podcasters paying to be on people TV networks, all you podcasters is paying to be featured on all these little directories, and all you other podcasters is paying to be in these award shows. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader, or you can just go to Frocast.com, listen to the show there. We also have voicemails you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar to get behind-the-scenes exclusive content. All you got to do is go to nappyafro.club. Go get that. Get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon, Andrew S. Shout out to Andrew S. Thank you for your support. Andrew S., you will have a package coming because you got the $5 package, so shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? So option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy. There is option D, and what's that? Tag us in your story. put the Frocast in your story. Tag us. We'll shout you out again. Shorty, Ruler, myself, Sleazy Black Farmer, and a host of others always showing love. We thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because sharing is caring. And it tricks the algorithm. I am not about to sit there and make reels all fucking day to trick. I'm not going to do that shit. I'm going to get it the old-fashioned way. Because what Instagram doing, they trying to get y'all to be like TikTok out there. And they done fooled all y'all niggas and thinking like, oh, you got to do reels to move your page. Yeah, you know what? Y'all keep go ahead and doing it. I'm not sitting there and watching all them fucking reels. Nope, not going to do it. So go to my site, Frocast.com, find the Frocast. I'm not Instagram dependent, so you know. It's one of those, like, you ain't, you know, you'd find the dope at for Frocast. It's out there on these streets. You don't need Instagram to find it. But Instagram do help because, I mean, people think Instagram is a website. And, oh, I ain't got no website, but I got an Instagram. Sir, ma'am, come on. You can't do a business based on Instagram. Instagram go down, you in trouble. Orders, everything. Ah, no, so listen. Get your own shit, people. It pays. Mm. Well, before we get into the show, we do have to do a little bit of pandering. Y'all know where to go. Go to clapcleats.com. Get you a pair of clap cleats. If you a clap leet, if you clapping cheeks, put on them clap cleats. And while you're there, use code NAPPYAFRO and save some money. How about that?
Sound good to me.
Now, all the panders out of the way. Queen Jern, how was your week?
Week pretty good. Trying to get myself ready. A lot of excitement going on this week with you know, graduation coming up. I got a niece graduating. Our son is graduating.
You have two nieces graduating.
Well, I have two nieces graduating.
Yes.
I mean, if that's the case, you got a nephew graduating too, don't you?
No. I don't think he graduated. Well, he got expelled from school. He was doing good up until the last 9 weeks, and then he started fucking up. So, I don't know.
I mean, since it's, I ain't going there, but whatever.
Since it's what? Go ahead, say it. Since
it's not something to celebrate, no way, because
it's not. It's not a big deal.
Half attending school, hey, and still graduate. Hey, it ain't really a big deal.
It's a nigga. But, it's a nigga 20 years old right now graduating. But hey,
it's something. To,
nigga 20.
It's something to celebrate.
High school graduation is nothing to celebrate. Niggas graduate 5 times before they graduate. That's what they took. They cheapened graduation now by having pre-K graduation, kindergarten graduation, fifth grade graduation, eighth grade graduation, huh?
I said that's my a part of my Keep It 100, so let's wait.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying they cheapened it. So, okay. Yeah. That's
why my week is good because I am one who loves to celebrate milestones. I call them what they are, and I celebrate them accordingly. I am that person. I am all about the celebration, the pomp and circumstance, all of the rah-rah, and all of that good stuff. Mm. Because I just feel like the time that we have is the time that we have, and we can't bank on tomorrow because tomorrow ain't here yet. So, therefore, while we are in this moment, I am going to celebrate, and I don't want nobody bringing me no bad news. So, yeah. If you got the mad mojo, stay over there with that, and yeah, let us celebrate over here because that's what we're doing this week.
Okay.
And next week.
See? Look at that. See? That's too damn much.
It's not. It's not. It's not. Because when you don't live in the same city with your family, some family can come, some family can't. So I'm going to have a party here and a party there. So if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. It's whatever.
I just think it's overkill. That's all I said.
It's really not. Okay. It's like he having one party because he having a party with a classmate here and he having a party with his cousin down there. So either way it go, if I paid half on this one and half on that one, that's one party.
Hey, man. Do your thing.
Two venues.
Do your thing. That's all I can say. Do your thing. I don't like to be the killjoy.
But you do.
No, I don't. I just stay to myself. I be quiet. You know what I'm saying? I be like, yeah, I do. I don't say nothing. I help out, do what I need to do. And through all my objections. And I, you know, hey, well, as long as it's a hit and the person is throwing it.
Negative energy, you bringing it down.
I don't bring the negative. I don't say anything.
It's on you. The dark cloud come with you. It come with you.
Yeah. Just saying. I'd be like, you know.
Your evil passenger.
My evil passenger. Let's try to say is this dark passenger.
Oh, well, dark passenger. Yes. Either way it go, it brings it down.
I just try to tell people, hey, think about tomorrow. Think about tomorrow. No need to go all out going crazy over this little minuscule event. You know, because I always said, when he graduated from high school, I was just going to give him a pat on the back and say, hey, great job. Let's get to the next one. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is nothing.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
But it's something. It's the start of something.
I guess. If you want to say, so was the one in pre-K was a start or something. Why that one wasn't so big?
Because I have sense. And I have several degrees.
Yeah, so exactly.
Therefore, I'm not gonna be that parent. But
I got you.
I mean, you know.
I got you.
People do what they do.
Oh, my week? Oh, man. Just a normal week. Did I go to work last week? Was that the days I took off?
No.
No, that was the week before.
Week before when it
was last week. Yeah, man. Last week was just a regular fucking week. Long. Woke up today thinking it was fucking Memorial Day. And I don't know where I was.
Must have been high.
Yes. No, I wasn't. And then the sad part about it was I tried to stop smoking weed. Well, I didn't say. Yeah, I did say I tried because I successfully went. I know I went like 4 or 5 days, but it was just.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was. Because then Thursday is when I stopped.
Correct.
No, because I was it was the nightmares. I couldn't take the nightmares no more. And it was like,
you have a chemical dependency.
Not a chemical dependency. It's just.
Definitely is.
Whatever you want to call it, fine. Call it that. But, you know what I'm saying? I could not stand the nightmares. And it was just.
And so you don't think the nightmares was a sign of withdrawal? So that's a chemical dependency. Your body wasn't okay.
Yeah, that was a sign of withdrawal. Yes, I've been smoking weed consistently for a good decade and without stopping. For real. Like, cause
I'm not disputing.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Consistently, like, daily for at least a decade. You know what I'm saying? Like, 2012, that's when I stopped from, like, October to about January. So I know that's when I wasn't smoking. But as far as outside of that, oh, yeah, I haven't stopped. And so that was like, you know, it wasn't as bad. I wasn't, you know, agitated or nothing like that.
You don't think so?
Nah, I wasn't. I was more like, just like, hey, man, just keep it cool. I don't want to get too worked up. Nothing's going on. That's why I was just trying to
I don't think we'll make it.
What?
I don't think we'll make it if you stop smoking weed.
Nah, that's what you want. So I'm going to give you what you want.
No.
I'm going to give you what you want.
What is it that I want?
You've been like, I've been begging you to stop smoking. Okay. I'm going to give you what you
want.
And I'm
going to leave. I mean, that's all you're going to do is destroy our relationship because I'm going to leave.
Because I don't know why you want to try something that is, you know, like I said, like I don't.
You haven't been sober in the 20 years we've been together.
I just told you the last time I was like four.
Like I said, for 3 or 4 months.
Yes.
And I've been with you for the last 20 years. It'll be 21 years next month, right? Yeah.
Close to it, yeah.
Ain't no close to it. It is 21
2001,
years.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
In June. We met in June.
Okay, so yeah, so it's just like, you know, I mean, it was just a nightmare, though. I couldn't, the dreams were too vivid. They were wild. Like, I couldn't, and they said that could last from a week to a month. Now, I would have went crazy in a month if I wasn't getting any sleep. I was barely, because the dreams were just, I wouldn't have made it. And so I knew what the fix was, and so I was like, yo, but see, then I kind of learned moderation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't need to smoke all day like I used to do. Like, you know, I can get by with, you know, little light stuff like that. So that's why I think I'm going to, you know, I got some clarity on it. Plus, I think I needed that break.
You know, 4 days?
Yes.
For 4 days?
Yes.
Okay.
That's like, think about it. If it's something you do, that's like you not taking a bath for 4 days. Don't you think
I would never do that.
But just think about it.
I would never do that.
Think about not taking a bath for 4 days. How you would feel.
Disgusting.
Exactly. That's how I felt. I've never been so like clear. Like I did like if anybody tell me Frocast 505 was garbage, I say I agree with you. Because I didn't smoke the episode. I was fucking sober doing the Frocast. First time probably in, a lot of shows. You know what I'm saying? So if 505 was a dud, that's the excuse. Cause I was sober than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And so I just couldn't handle it. And you know, cause it was just like I thought I was losing my mind one morning. I woke up in the middle of the night crying and shit, and I was like, I think I'm losing my fucking mind. And I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I need to get back normal. Cause I was like, why would you want to walk around here clear headed like this? This shit is weird. Like, who wants to do this?
But you claim that you really stopped smoking for 3 to 4 months. When did this didn't happen then? You had that much weed in your system that you didn't come into those things?
Well, maybe 10 years ago, like, I mean, it just, the nightmares were there, but it wasn't as long as, like, these were intense. And that's why I was just, this time it was different from any other time. And that's why I was just like, nah, I can't do this. What's the reason? Why am I doing this? I'm not bothering anybody.
You are.
I'm in control. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I got a problem where I'm out here sucking dick for motherfucking weed or, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, I'm not fucking for weed. You
that's
know?
A lot.
But it's people out here that live their existence.
Ain't nobody sucking no dick for
shit.
Weed. For weed?
Shit.
For weed.
Listen, if I could, without getting for somebody, weed. For weed.
You talking about crack.
Hold on.
Don't do that. Don't.
No. I'm not calling nobody to get themselves in trouble.
Mm-mm, don't do that.
I'm going to see if they're going to answer the phone. I'm seeing if they're going to answer the phone.
And you know he's not.
We going to see.
He know what time it is.
Yeah, he know what time it is. But yes, they are out here sucking dick for weed. Trust.
So they getting a big bag of weed.
What you mean a big bag? We talking like a 3.5.
That's how many
blunts? That's an eighth. That's 3.5 grams. You get about
so that's five blunts?
Five. It depends on how you roll. Some of these people. Blunts. Five. You get 5.7s out of them.
A gram is what? A blunt, isn't it?
If you see, now you got a gram. So now you got three blunts. You know what I'm saying?
Three and a half. Or you now, if you're putting a gram,
yeah. That's what I said. So
if you got 0.5, and,
yes, they sucking dick
one.
For weed.
That's like, sick. I just don't see myself sucking no dick for no weed. I got to get way higher than that.
Hold on. I'm going to call somebody to really know. He out here in these streets. Out here. Hey, look, don't say nothing to incriminate yourself. I would tell the people who you is, but they probably going to hear, you know, I'm recording right now. So I just need to ask you this. Please tell Queen Jern. Is motherfuckers
just
out here.
Ask a question. Don't.
Is motherfuckers out here sucking dick for weed?
Of course.
What weed man is letting a nigga suck his dick for weed?
Hey.
You said a nigga.
I'm saying niggas sucking dick for weed.
Niggas, yeah, women, niggas, everybody, niggas, whatever niggas, you like. Yes, niggas. Yes.
Sucking dick.
Niggas do. That's what. Thank you.
But I'm saying I need a drug to be harder than that for me to be sucking dick.
If you want to smoke, nigga, like that's what I'm telling you. This is weed now. It's stronger. Like that's why niggas are sucking dick for weed now. This weed stronger.
That weed ain't that good.
Niggas ain't smoking Reggie no more. Niggas got Moon Rock and Wax and Shatter. Yes, niggas sucking dick for weed.
No.
That's our first though, man. I was sucking dick for less than that.
Thank you. Less.
Well, I work.
Four for four.
You feel me?
And they mad at Junior Bacon going off that 4-for-4 now. They mad about that.
That's some bullshit.
But yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. I don't want to say your name because I don't want people to think you out here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Nah, man, you know this your boy Rod Jones. Man, ain't none of that, man.
In the building, man. All right, man.
Thank you for answering the phone. Sir.
Thank you.
Shout out to the Frocast, man. Number one podcast in the land.
Hey, you heard it from him. He said it's got to be true.
But he also said people sucking dick for.
They are, but all right. Yep. Yeah.
Check your source.
I'm just telling you, because niggas out here doing that shit. You.
I'm just saying, I just wait for till next Friday when I get paid. I can't suck no dick for no week.
Hey, now you have to endure nightmares until next Friday.
I'll be drinking or something.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't drink. And I just don't, like, drinking is not something I could do more than one night a week. Like, I don't see how motherfuckers get off every day and drink a beer. Like, I mean, I know
just
that.
Just like you smoke. Every
but
day.
I can smoke and
you
still
found your poison.
I can smoke and still go walk
well,
a straight
medicine,
line.
Whatever you say.
These niggas be drunk and can't walk a straight line.
Well, I be drunk and I can.
No, you don't. You think you can.
I know I can.
No, you can't.
I passed several sobriety tests.
I don't even want to know about it. Please. You know how I feel about that.
Whatever.
Well, damn, that was just a fucking intro, people. We 30 fucking minutes in. Oh, no, that's the pre-show.
15 minutes from the other.
That's pre-show. See, y'all niggas don't know what we're talking about, a pre-show.
You got to check it out.
Yes, sir. Go to nappyafro.club if you want to know. I mean, every once in a while, we may drop a, you know, the whole show just to, you know, kind of give people to understand what we're doing, but this ain't one of them weeks. We do it once a year.
Christmas in July.
Yeah. Never know when you're going to get it. Because the Patreon people say, fuck y'all niggas that don't be paying. Y'all don't get the whole show, so I got to respect what they saying. You know. But
they the one paying.
Exactly. Let's go ahead and get to this outline, man. Yeah, we professional, man. I want to know, did this woman go too far? This woman told her husband she pulled a gun on him for a late child support payment. So, this was in Millington, Tennessee. A Memphis woman faces 2 counts of aggravated assault after Shelby County deputies say she pulled a gun on her estranged husband over a late child support payment. The incident happened Sunday at the husband's home near Millington. Deputy said the couple's young child was there when it happened. When they got to the house, LaShawna Hall, 44, was standing on the porch and told them her husband had locked her out the house. Timothy Bond told deputies Hall came to his house to comb their daughter's hair, but began yelling at him about being a week behind on their verbally agreed upon child support. He said she blamed him for being behind on her rent, pulled a Beretta out of her purse and said, "It's about to get bad in here."
You are an asshole.
Typically, I wouldn't have called the police if I could have calmed her down, but I just couldn't calm her down, Bond said. My daughter is autistic, and when the gun came out, she started screaming. Even the baby knew what it was. She autistic, but she seen that gun. She know, like, hey, something ain't right about that. My mama said, it's about to get bad in here.
Y'all better act like y'all heard her.
She said it was terrifying her. So, Bond showed WERG on his phone the payment he made to Hall the day before the incident at his home. He told deputies Hall had been diagnosed with depression, and he believed she was off of her medication. He said, "We typically don't have those issues here. I don't know what was going on." Hall told deputies she got into an argument with Bond over her bills, and during the struggle, the phone fell out of her purse, but she did not point the gun at anyone. She said the phone fell out of her purse. Now, I ain't hear nothing about the Beretta now, ma'am.
The lady said, "It's about to get bad."
The deputies found the gun under a couch cushion and took Hall into custody. She was charged with domestic assault and released from jail on $1,000 bond.
Because they ain't care. They don't care. You a nigga. So stop calling the police. You're going to fuck around and get yourself shot.
See, that's that bullshit right there. What was he supposed to do in that situation? Just get Drew down on?
Yeah. That's give her that money.
Nigga, it's not me, my fault that you behind on your bills. I agreed upon child support is not going to have you behind on your bills.
Go online and go in and run that account information so the girl can be in the clear.
She took it too far. Yes, to the point you got arrested. You done upset the baby girl.
You got arrested because your nigga is trifling and he called the police on you.
Because you pulled a gun out on me in my house.
Why? You let her in there. She was at the door.
You supposed to be combing the baby hair. How the hell you go
sit
from coming?
Sit on the front porch.
See, it's still your child. You got to come do her hair.
Exactly. Sit her and the child on the front porch.
Cause look, I tried. Remember last time I got that girl to do it and you took it loose because you said you ain't want nobody touching your baby hair? You remember that?
Hey.
You remember that?
I'm never going to have to worry about that. So
I'm just saying. So you don't think she took it too far?
No. Like, why did she take it too far?
You pulled the gun. Okay.
The lady said the thing fell out her pocket.
Nigga, she lied. She Meg Thee Stallion. She lied.
Meg Thee Stallion isn't the only person who lied. Yeah. Niggas lie. Women lie. People lie. That's just what happens.
Just saying.
The lady didn't do too much because the man didn't give her the money. She wanted the money.
She pulled it and made a threat. Said it's about to get bad in here.
And she meant it. So
it was bad for her. That's why she knew it.
Money over, but she got out on $1,000 bond. So who you think paid?
God, he said she was crazy.
The baby daddy. Because he knew he was wrong for calling them people.
He wasn't
wrong. I promise
you.
I bet you check the records. That nigga got her out. I promise you, he got her out.
I hope he didn't.
With the money that he was supposed to give her.
I mean, $1,000 bond ain't nothing but $100.
Exactly. So he got her out.
Now she further back in her bills because now you're $100 short out your stash. I hope somebody, because listen, put her under the jail.
Not for pulling a gun out here. Hell she ain't shoot the nigga.
That's attempted murder.
She ain't shooting.
Attempted murder.
Okay.
You threaten them. You said it's about to get bad in here. Throw her under the jail.
She knew what she said. She meant what she said. Respect that.
Speaking of respect, is there anything wrong with Bronny taking a white girl to the prom?
Who was that?
Bronny is LeBron James' son that's in, like, the 11th grade.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Y'all gonna get enough of playing with these white folks.
What's wrong with Bronny taking a white girl to the front? He probably go to school that's 95% white.
And so his mom and them could have got him some black girl who could be friends with him other
friends. But he ain't friends with that girl. He friends with the people in school.
Whoever Bronny is.
Bronny James. LeBron James Jr. Bronny.
Okay, I mean, that sounds lame.
The second or whatever he's in. Yeah, Bronny. They call him Bronny. That's his nickname.
Yeah, but.
Because you can't call him. His name is LeBron. You know what I mean? You know, you're Bronny.
Yeah.
LeBron is your dad.
If that works.
LeBron is your dad.
If that works for you. Either way, go. I'm not. Y'all, you already know I'm never going to be co-signing on an interracial.
But so I mean, but.
That's
I mean,
not me.
If he goes to a school that's mostly white.
I don't care. Go for, you fly
look up,
you
look up Sierra you Canyon population, student population. Sierra Canyon High School. Look that up. Because I mean, for him to have the senior experience, the high school experience, he going to the prom with somebody from his school. I don't want to. I could go to, I'm LeBron James' son. I could go to the prom with Rihanna if I fucking want to. But I want to go to prom with somebody from my school. I don't see the problem.
Sierra Canyon School.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in California?
Somewhere in California.
This thing here say 95, let's see.
95,000 kids go to his school?
No.
That's a college. But it's probably 95% black, white.
It say 10% black,
10%.
9% Pacific Islander.
Oh, yeah. They, you know they there.
10% Asian, 5% Hispanic.
Okay. So, looking at the numbers.
A private school.
Private school. Yeah. So, I mean, he was just going from what he had to pickings in the school. Like, you know.
If he ain't the only one, he got options.
What if the other ones ain't live enough for him? I mean, but then if you look at the picture of LeBron, he went to the prom with a white girl.
But he married a black girl.
Okay, so it's not over for Bronny. He's still going
to
marry a black girl.
I can tell you, if he was my child, he wouldn't have gone to the prom with a white girl. I can tell you that now. I mean, yours didn't go to the prom with a white girl.
Huh?
Yours didn't go to the prom with a white girl. So, therefore.
He almost didn't go with no girl. He almost went by his fucking self. That's what almost happened. Because shit was falling apart at the end.
Well, and because he that nigga, he had somebody. And he looked good and she did too. So, now.
Nah. He got lucky.
Don't come for my son. He didn't get lucky.
He got the lucky. It was scrambling at the end.
He wasn't scrambling.
Yeah,
because
he was trying to play
dates.
Tough.
He had many dates.
He was trying to play tough.
Don't put no foolishness on my child name. I mess around and send somebody a picture. So I'm like, oh, Juan, you went to the prom with Juan. My nigga got game. My nigga would not have gone to the prom with me. I wouldn't have even allowed it. My baby got it going on. So for all the haters out there, Juan got it.
And this is mama talking now, so you know.
Ain't no cap. So, the nigga had girls at the end. You talking about falling apart. The nigga had
Kappa,
girls at the end.
Kappa Alpha Psi.
Whatever. This nigga had girls trying to fight over him the week leading up to the prom.
Kappa, Kappa,
so don't
Kappa.
don't do all that. Don't do all that now. So watch what you say. My nigga got game. Y'all be trying to hate on him, but he got it going on. He pulling them now. The overweight lover, yes, he got it. Trust me.
Yeah. So, like I said, I don't see no problem with it. I mean, as long as you marry black.
I got a lot of problem with it because what you practice is what you do.
I don't know. It could have been arranged. LeBron might have owed a favor.
Not as arranged. You just said he was doing it because that's who he went to school with.
Yeah, it
could have
been arranged.
Stick on one side.
He might have owed a favor. Like,
he
look,
ain't owe nobody no damn favor.
You got to take my daughter to the prom, Bronny. Mm-hmm. I got you out of that ticket. You were speeding on the highway that night. You remember? You know, you was, hey, so you got to. So it could have been. I'm thinking it's blackmail, the reason why he did it. He was blackmail. He owed a favor. He was owed a favor. Mm-hmm. But then if you think
and
about
it. And the people ought to ridicule him because they need to know that shit ain't acceptable. Y'all sit
and then
around
if you
here,
think about it, that man probably don't, you know, he probably got a few black friends, you know what I'm saying? But
then y'all go thinking the shit is acceptable.
I ain't saying it's acceptable, but I'm just like, the young kids, bro, like, you know, that's part of the grand plan. We got to have one race. We got to get rid of all the people,
and
you know.
She a Snow White bitch.
Why she got, that's a young child. You call
a
her
child.
A bitch? Come
ain't
on, a that's a little young girl.
No, she ain't. She probably 18.
Bronny ain't even 18.
He got to be at least 16 or 17.
Yeah, he probably about 16. He going to the 11th grade. No, he in 11th grade.
He should be in 11th grade because prom ain't for no sophomores.
Yeah, so he in 11th grade
he
now.
He need to be 11th grade or 12th grade.
Mm-hmm. He in 11th grade now. He got one more year.
Yeah, no, I'm not for it.
So, yeah, man.
He look lame, though, so.
I mean, he rich as fuck. What he supposed to do? He just, I mean,
it's about
swag. That nigga ain't never missed a meal.
You're not oozing.
That nigga ain't never been hungry. Swag. That nigga don't know what it feel like to go to the refrigerator and it ain't no processed, non-processed food. This nigga probably been drinking goddamn the finest of water his whole life. He's supposed to be lame. That's the lame. Yeah, he's supposed to be. He ain't supposed to be hood at all.
I ain't saying he's supposed to be hood. I can look at his picture and I can see how he looking at the cracker that this nigga, you already know. That's the shit he like.
This nigga got a full basketball arena in his goddamn house probably.
Like I said, but that's what y'all want. And then y'all want to be mad when a nigga say the shit is dumb. Like, why would you want your child to be with a cracker? Like, come on, man.
Hey, look, man.
You gonna elevate them so much to where they don't even want to be with their own people? Nah, your mama might, black.
Hey, you maybe that was the head cheerleader. He was just like, I'm the man. I'm going to the club with the woman. Maybe it was arranged that homecoming king and homecoming queen had to go to the prom together.
All I can say is the shit wouldn't happen on my watch. Mm. Period.
Okay. Well, look, Bronny, live your life. Don't worry about these old ass people out here. Just make sure you do the right thing when it's time to walk down that aisle. Okay?
And he gonna be with the same cracker. Hey. She gonna get pregnant next year and y'all hoes gonna be mad. Now what you gonna say then?
He gonna live with Pat Mahomes' life. Somebody
goddamn daddy.
He gonna be like Pat Mahomes. Hey, look. At least yours look better than Pat Mahomes' old lady. Because, whoa. Oof. I know he mad about that one. Look at Pat Mahomes.
I mean, she looked like a white girl to me, but you know.
Pat Mahomes, old lady?
you just said you looking at the woman talking about she looked better than the other one and she's a child.
If you see Pat Mahomes, excuse me. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't say she.
Yeah. I'm just helping you.
Yeah, okay. No pedo. I'm going to move on.
Yeah. since you with the bullshit.
Speaking of bullshit. They said the Red Ranger was out here scamming with PPP loans. What the fuck was the Red Ranger buying with PPP money?
I don't know.
That nigga was trying to find Ivan Ooze or some shit.
He was trying to do something. And it was, all I can tell you
it was the Mighty Morphin Red Ranger. So that was like the
so that
original.
Made a difference?
Yeah, because you know it's different Red Rangers.
I understand. Your son was a collector.
Yeah, so the Mighty Morphin one. So for all my Power Ranger fans out there, the Mighty Morphin Red Ranger. Let's see, Red Ranger.
I mean, the people need a check. Them people, they can't live off of them little royalties.
I mean, should he be still living off some kind of royalty? No. I'm the fucking Red Ranger, nigga. Like, they still, like.
If he's trying to get PPP loans and he got caught up in a scam, then clearly he ain't making it.
Let's see. And it was after his house was raided in Texas. So, they said, over the course of his nearly 30-year existence, the Power Ranger franchise has recruited the talents of countless actors. Many of these stars have become somewhat iconic in the eyes of those who have faithfully followed the long-running TV series. Following their stints within the show, many of the actors have gone on to different acting endeavors, while others have experienced legal issues, with one having even been sentenced for killing someone. Which one was that?
Hey.
A former Power Ranger. Let me see. Which
Ranger
is this?
Red Ranger, no.
Oh, this was, hold up. This was, okay. One-time Red Ranger Ricardo Medina pleaded guilty to murder of Josh Sutter, his ex-roommate. Wow. Like so that one Red Ranger, let me see which Red Ranger he was.
He ain't never been no black one, is
he? He was Power, yeah. We're talking about Black Red Ranger? Nah, the Black Ranger is usually a black guy.
Oh.
Yeah, they usually, that's, you know, strange, sometimes, you know, the yellow, yeah, but the color, yeah, I don't think that there's ever been a Black Red Ranger, but now, don't get me wrong now, I've not watched it at all, except for when my son used to watch the bullshit, and I used to be like, shit,
but you watch wrestling.
I tried to get him to watch wrestling, he didn't like it, but he was on Power Rangers Wild Force, he was a Red Ranger on that one, but getting back to the original Red Ranger, Mighty Morphin one,
what did he do to scam people?
Austin St. John, a 47-year-old is allegedly one of 18 people who sought to defraud the SBA Paycheck Protection Program, aka PPP. The purpose of said program, you know, y'all know what it was for. It alleges under the leadership of two defendants, Michael Hill and Andrew Moran. The group filled out application paperwork for the program and apparently fabricated additional documentation before submitting them. So y'all know what he did. He did the PPP thing. How much money he was going to get. Overall, the group reportedly managed to fraudulently receive 16 loans from the program, amounting to a total sum of $3.5 million.
The government got money.
If found guilty, they face up to 20 years in prison.
Damn, people ain't going to be found guilty. That shit is bullshit. Ain't so, nobody going to jail for that.
This nigga was part of 16 people, $3.5 million. This nigga, was this shit worth it? No. Nigga, I'm sure you could got a loan from somebody on the Power Ranger show for that amount. And you know, says, nigga, you the fucking Red Ranger. Like, you must have signed all your rights away and don't have no rights to no Red Ranger shit. Because so, there ain't no way in the world they be selling no Mighty Morphin nothing, and I'm not getting a fucking check. That shit on Netflix, I know you got to be getting something, man. But he probably signed a bad deal. Who knows? But shout out to the Red Ranger, man. Work your shit out, man. Because kids, it's a lot of kids, grown-up kids now, that they're sad about this.
If they know.
Oh, they know. They on the Power Ranger Reddits and all the Discords. They know. They are sick about this. Like, hey, you got to be about 38 right now to be a Mighty Morphin fan. At least 38. Because I was in, they came out about 90. Yeah, because I was too old. I was just like, I'm not watching this shit. That shit looks stupid as hell. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, anybody like, yeah, 38 and under, they have maybe 40 and under, they affected by this.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Yes. Like, I believe MJ probably liked the Power Rangers.
MJ didn't like no Power
Rangers. Yes, he did. 100. MJ's a nerd. You know that, right?
Hey, I mean, that's fine.
I'm just letting you know. He likes wrestling, comic books. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just want me to not like him.
I'm just saying.
I like him. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to like him. I bet he don't smoke.
He don't do nothing.
That's why I like him.
He's straight edge.
Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. He don't go to church either.
I can't get with that. I can't get with that.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm. Darn. Struck
almost
out.
Almost had me.
Almost had you. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, well, sorry. I didn't mean to dirty Mac.
Yes, you did. That's your goal. That's how I know you. You sit there and say the things that you're willing to do. You ain't willing to do no shit.
What do you mean?
They have to find out on the pre-show. They heard me on the pre-show. They know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Stay focused, my friend.
Tomorrow is a primary day. You know what I'm saying? A lot of states. I think it's like Georgia, Alabama.
Don't lie. So just stay with the ones you know. Stick with them two.
Okay,
you know.
We'll just say Georgia and Alabama.
Shit, you can fuck to the top.
It's a lot of battles. It's a lot of important battles going on, and you know what I'm saying. So you know you got the big race in Georgia. You know that we get here. I think it's the Senate and governor and some other kind of congressional spots. Correct.
Yes.
It's just a primary for who's going to be running versus who.
Democratic versus the Republican.
I think the Democrats. Who she's running unopposed, isn't she?
I think so, Stacey Abrams.
I think she, but it's pretty much set in stone that she's going to win the Democratic nod.
Yeah, we hope so.
But the Republican side is Kemp and Perdue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're going for it. And one of them, you know, I think Kemp said he's more qualified because he already won. He already beat her one time. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know, you know, but they're deciding who's going to run against Stacey Abrams, basically. And I think Warnock's job is up for grabs, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I think his job, you know. I don't even live in Georgia, but we know these names because it's a national story.
We used to live in Georgia.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a national story, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's talking about these battles. So, reason why I'm saying this, people are up here actively. I'm starting to see, like, a wave of people, prominent people that got, you know, heavy following these streets say, hey, black people, y'all don't need to be voting. I want to know, how do you feel about that?
They are being misled the same way. Them same people, probably the same ones who told y'all to go and get that COVID vaccine, too. So you might want to, again,
hey, check your quit talking about that.
I'm just going to be real. Check your source.
Mm.
You telling the people not to vote, but if you don't vote, you don't have no say-so when y'all get mad at who the hell is in there. Y'all keep saying, oh, it don't matter. It's just in the third. Everything matters. So if you want to at least complain, put your darn thing out there to say, I want this one or the other one. Do your research. Figure out who these people are.
But what do you say to the person that says, man, my vote don't mean nothing anyway? What do you say to that person?
It does mean something. Because if you vote for the people who are doing what is right, that's helping them bring more awareness to, okay, this kind of platform get these numbers. These people, I mean, you can strategize better. Black people have to realize that if we all get together and do something, it can, I mean, like, now is the time.
So what if we all get together and not vote? What would happen? If we all said, nah, black people, we sitting this one out. What you think would happen?
Nothing. So you stay your ass home, nothing ain't gonna happen.
No, I'm just saying.
They gonna do what they've been doing.
Do you think it would tilt the voting system if we all set the vote out?
Those people who want to vote, those people who are going to be responsible, are going to do what they want to do. And if they've already made some kind of allegiance to anybody, those people are going to win because y'all are set on the sidelines.
Okay, but let me say, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, the black people, we got a text message, a mass text message to every black person, no voting. Do you think that would change the outcome of any elections? Is all
no,
the mess.
Because what you doing so much now?
What you mean? I'm just
saying. You saying if you stay home, how is it ever going to change anything?
So if all
that's
black people,
if all black people stay home, what do you hope to happen? Because that's not changing. The only thing that can change something is if we go out and vote.
But if we don't, if we sit it out, so I ask you, if we sit it out, you don't think nothing to change? Like that, the election would still stay the same.
Yeah, because percentages are percentages.
Okay. So if we go out and vote.
If you all vote the way you should, then you can sway something but the thing is, you have to have your demands. You have to let people know that if you don't do what we want you to do in this term, not no waiting decades to see no results, on day one, within your first 100 days in office, these are the things we want to happen.
But nobody holds any politician to those standards. Like nobody's willing to do that.
We
got to
get something out of the deal.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think nobody get pressed like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody.
All I can tell you
it
is,
seems like I can run a campaign and say, hey, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna have, you know, like when you was in high school when you ran for student government and shit like that. You like, yeah, we're gonna have pizza every day. Like you was. That shit was allowed in high school. You was allowed to tell people, yeah, we're going to have a soda machine and we're going to get a swimming pool built. And you know what I'm saying? You'll get elected for that bullshit knowing good and well you're not having pizza every fucking day.
But the people should know that you ain't having pizza.
But still, I voted for that shit. And so at a young age, we were already taught in politics, you do not have to live up to the fucking standard. So what good is you up going to complain? Oh, I'm going to hold you. I'm going to make sure I'm staying on your neck. Okay, fine, nigga. Do that at the damn tax office. Do that at the goddamn DMV. At every state ran, fucking hold them accountable. But nobody does that. That's all I'm saying. And so that's like an unreasonable.
But you have to get something. It ain't like you're going to get every demand, but you have to get something. But even still, if black people were to move different in society, it would be a difference too, because you would be more so a group that somebody cared enough about.
Okay, so why do we just give away our vote to the Democratic Party then? Why is that an inherited vote? Like, Democrats know another black baby born, I had another fucking Democrat born. Why? Why is that the case? We don't require anything from the Democrat Party to give them our vote.
They don't require nothing from nobody.
What you mean? We didn't ask them for anything to get our vote. We just gave it to them. You were born a Democrat.
Because black people think that because Democrats are more about
helping you,
programs,
helping
and all
you, keeping
things.
You down.
But if your ass would get the fuck up and do,
you don't
something,
want to, because you the Democrat. Hey, you got the Democrat
like
titty
I
in your
said,
mouth.
Like I said, that's a choice.
They keep you.
If
they
you
keep you on that titty.
To stay on the titty. That's on you.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody forcing the titty in your mouth.
Yeah.
Because they damn near want to know your blood type and stool sample and everything else when you go get their little check. So I don't see how nobody could be appealed. Yeah. That could be appealing to nobody.
Tell me if I have another one, I can get another check.
I can get another check in a bigger house and a this, that, and a third. So, hell,
so the voucher
you just
be
over
big.
There having a whole baby, what you call it, a whole farm over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. A whole nigga farm. Because what am I raising? Baby niggas, nigglets. You know what
really?
I'm saying? Baby niggas.
Really?
Yes. So, yes, man. So, I don't know. But if y'all in any of these states is voting tomorrow, please go and vote. You have to vote more than just every 4 years for the president, because I think a lot of people get swayed by that, thinking like, oh, that shit didn't matter. Because that's the only time you vote, nigga. Like, you don't vote in the local election where that shit was decided by 12,
really
15 votes, and that shit really accounts.
Like, they say, from the dog catcher to the president.
Yes.
Whatever them people running for,
look
if
on
you know the people ain't shit, vote against their ass.
Exactly.
You know that Tommy Tuchu wasn't all that whatever he said he was supposed to do.
This nigga stealing money in the church. Y'all done elected this nigga to be the goddamn.
So you know he ain't.
Yes. Nothing. Like, come on, man.
So you know enough about the people on your local level that you should know whether they should be in office too.
Sheriff crooked as hell. Y'all still let that nigga, y'all reelected him for another term, huh?
And he over there playing and doing all kind of other stuff that ain't right. So do what's best for your city, and just make sure it's a habit of voting. You figure out that it's a vote, you know what I'm saying, there's a time, election coming up, make sure you go read about the people, figure it out, vote for the best candidate.
Yes.
It might be two horrible candidates, but vote for the best out of the two that you got. Don't sit here and say, oh, because neither one of them shit, no. I ain't going to vote.
Yeah, skip that one. If neither one of them ain't shit, don't vote for neither one of them.
Somebody going to get in office.
Oh, well, you ain't going to get on my motherfucking back. Fuck that. Nah, I'm not with it. Nope, not at all. Sorry. Just don't give your vote away, especially to a motherfucker that, damn, you don't like neither one of them. You know, you can't just skip that one. Like, let that one slide. You got to let that one slide.
You really don't.
Yeah, because, I mean,
somebody's going to occupy that space. Yes, so but it doesn't matter.
It won't be on you.
It ain't going to be on you. It's going to be on you because you didn't vote, because your vote could have been the one that got
you. Either one, it was just like bad and bad.
It's still bad. It's bad. It's going to be bad regardless. Like the lady said, it's going to be bad in here. So you just hope okay with whatever it's going to be.
I just hope we get away from the two-party system. And you know what I'm saying? And just
but them
like,
other people got to do better.
What you mean?
Because they coming in and...
The game is like rigged where people, people are already programmed to think it's only two sides. It's only Republican and Democrat. That's all that everybody thinking of.
Like I said, the other people got to do better. Y'all run around telling people not to vote.
I'm not telling them not to vote. I never said that. I'm just saying to the person, I play devil's advocate in this situation to the person that, that don't want to vote. Now, when niggas start throwing in, well, your ancestors fought for the right. Man, don't do that. It's a lot of things they fought for that we be wilding about. But don't throw that in my face.
Man, like your ancestors fought to be married and you talking about how people need to get out of that?
Who? I ain't saying nobody need to get out of marriage. I'm trying to keep the marriage together. Like, damn. That's like, hey, that's just outsourcing some work. Like, shoot. But anyway, go out and vote if you're in any of these states tomorrow. Please do your civic duty. Don't disappoint your ancestors.
Don't disrespect your ancestors.
Please don't disrespect your ancestors. Go out there and vote. All right. They saying they got high numbers with the early vote and record numbers. You know what I'm saying? All these people, they finding the vote now. You know what I'm saying? You know, just is amazing. It's amazing. You know, but do your duty. Go out here and vote. Okay. For whoever. Just make sure you vote. I don't have no horse in the race in any of this because we're not voting this time. I see they didn't upheld Rubio's map. So
he's going to the Supreme Court with it.
Oh, Brother Al, he need to get it together. He need to get it together. I got to ask you, Queen Germ. You out in public. You at an event. Let's say you out somewhere at an event. You with your current. And you see one of your exes, and it's a situation where it's kind of avoidable. Like, was not avoidable, like, goddamn. How would you handle that?
I mean, I'm not going to do it. I mean, that's a just don't do type of situation. Like, I don't have to introduce you to anybody. So why is it a situation where you got to introduce me to this person? I don't want to do that. I done told you. Don't you ever, as long as you live, introduce me to no bitch you ever had sex with. Ever liked, ever took on a date, ever bought anything to.
I've only had sex with one girl my whole life.
And that's a lie. No, so therefore, all I want you to know is if the woman ever was anything that you was interested in.
I had a white suit on when we got married. White.
And you didn't. But at the same damn time, if you wanted to, you should not have. Because we all know that would not have been appropriate for you. But nonetheless, it is what it is. I mean, people do what they want to do. But I can tell you right now that you don't need to introduce me to nobody. I don't care if you ain't never fucked a bitch. Don't introduce me to nobody. If you got a
you have to get out of that.
I don't.
You have to.
I don't. That, I do not. That,
you have to. Because it's like you are a really nice person.
And so don't introduce me to nobody. So therefore, if I circle the room and this bitch get introduced to me by somebody else and me and her say, okay, hey, I like your shoes, I like your pocketbook, whatever. Let that be organic. Don't you dare think you going to introduce me to any bro. Because if you introduce me to me, introduce her to me, I'm not going to like her. That's just going to be what you wanted.
No, I mean.
It's got to be.
I just want, I mean, if I was to introduce you to somebody, it's because I'm like, hey, this somebody that's cool, they ain't no threat, yada, yada, yada.
I don't give a damn what you say. I'm never going to like a woman that you introduced to me. If she's related to you, that's a totally different thing. But if it's a lady that you are not related to, if you work with her, if you used to like her, if you thought she was cute, if you ever had sex with her, anybody. You talking about her ex right now. So that means that person was somebody that you all were intimately involved. You're not going to introduce me to any of said people. You're not. Because if you do, you're going to get the me that you don't want to see. So you need to act like you know who I am and what the fuck I'm about, because that ain't it.
That's wild. That's wild. Because it's like, what? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, me personally, I wouldn't do it. I mean, you know, I play it off. I'm not, because I don't want to know none of your exes. And you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So why, if you don't want to know mine?
So that's why I feel like old boy was out of pocket so much. Like, nigga, what was you doing? Like, what was you doing, my nigga? Like, you was out of pocket for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I'm like, yo, like, what are you?
Okay, and it
seemed like, you know, like I said, it was like a, hey.
It wasn't. It was none of that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. How would you handle that situation? I mean, you know, let us know. I mean, most people should be on the avoid. But if you can't avoid them and you do have to, like, how would you, like, if you had to, like, you know what I'm saying? But I already know you would be nuclear. So,
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to be like, well, who the bitch is that she had? I mean, like, what you got to introduce me to her for?
What if it was just like, let's say I'm at my class reunion or some shit like that. And somebody come up, like, oh, now I got you there. And I'm like, hey, oh, you know, it's my wife, you know, Queen Germ. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, then afterwards I was like, oh, yeah, man, you know me. And back in the day, like, you would be like, what?
You don't need to give me that information. If you couldn't say it to me in front of her, then, I mean, because shit, now you acting like it was more than what it was. Because if I'm the wife, hell, shit, you know who the fuck I am. Why I can't know who you was? Mm. I'm now. I'm present. I'm coming.
Yeah, but what
so what
matter?
You looking at? What's in the rear view for?
Yeah.
So why you want to act like, oh, yeah, that's somebody I used to talk to. Fuck her and you. Y'all can stay here together.
Why
is
it
that? I'm out. I'm not for it.
So if I introduce you, like, oh, this is such and such, you would be like, okay, you know. And then your next question would be like, so, what, that was your girlfriend or something like that? So I know you're going to ask. I'm like, well, not me.
But you could have said that. You could have said, oh, I dated her in high school.
Why would I? I mean,
why would it not be? If I'm your wife, I should already know who the bitch is when you say the name.
When you say the name,
if we ever was that cool, if we ever been together, that means our whole relationship is a fraud. Because if you introducing me to somebody who I ain't never heard of before, that's some shit you kept on the low. So what you was keeping that down, so just in case she would have came back in your life, you could have been with her?
No, I just didn't mention it. But that it was just
you told me
teenage love.
You
it
told
was just
me
like
about some other bras that you called, so-called said you had crushes on and shit. Now you was with a bitch, and now I'm supposed to find her out 25 years after high school? Nigga, you lame. Stay here.
That's
I'm
whack.
Good.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Good.
That's it's crazy. Not. It was just teenage love. I ain't think about it.
So let it rekindle. Let it burn.
Nah, it wasn't nothing. It was just
do all that. Fuck you.
God damn, for real over that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I say don't introduce me to nobody. Don't introduce me to nobody. Cause the last time you did that, you about got left in a whole nother state. So play with it again.
See y'all.
Now my kids ain't that little. I don't have nothing to lose.
See y'all. That's why we can't do no live shows and shit like that. Cause we never do a meet and greet. Because, you know, when the ladies be coming, Queen Jern be acting up, running the fans off and shit.
I ain't going to be running nobody off.
You know what
I mean? That'll be the first and the last.
Why? Like, that's part
not
of...
with me.
Why can't we... Look, so you telling me you wouldn't do a fan meet and greet?
To meet who?
The fans!
I'm meeting fans for who? For somebody to be disrespectful? If you meeting people, that means you're shaking hands and signing autographs. I don't need no woman to be up in your face.
Well, they want to take a picture. They can want to take a picture.
They better stand next to the table.
Why they can't? I can't take a picture with the fans. Oh man, Queen Jern, you gotta get out of that.
No, I don't.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Cause you had dudes like, oh, Queen Jern, I gotta get a picture. So I'm supposed to be like, you gotta.
You can sit right here. The person can stand next to you.
That's what kind of picture, man? That's bull crap. I'd be mad as hell. I'm like, oh, bougie. Ain't nobody wanna. They acting like they don't want to take pictures with people acting all funny and shit. No, you
like
can't
said,
be like
yeah,
that.
That I said what I said.
You
can
you.
Like it or not.
You have to.
I don't
have
to
have
get
to
out
you.
Of nothing.
So you got to understand. I understand. Being a celebrity is new to you. You're gonna have to
it's
grow
not.
Out of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get you done. I'm trying to get you prepared for celebrity life. You know what I'm saying? You're not.
So meanwhile, you must have been hugging inside.
No. I'm trying to get you to understand. I mean, I've been a celebrity for a while, so I get it.
I've been a celebrity for a while too.
I mean, local. I'm trying to tell you on this another level, which you know what I'm saying.
Whatever you got, all I can tell you is my rules are my rules.
So
if you can't respect that, then
I'm
that means
trying
that
to
you
tell you
do
you
what
need
you
to
do, sir.
You're not listening. But
I am listening. listening. You act like just because we have a difference of opinion you doesn't mean I'm exactly. not listening. I am listening to you. Just because I don't agree doesn't mean that so I'm not listening.
How can you not agree with fans, people that support your shit because coming?
Because people are disrespectful, and that's where we come back, right back around the circle, where I keep telling you you're naive.
I'm not naive.
You believe that people are something other than what they are. People are a lot of things, and you can see evil on other folk. That you shouldn't even have nothing to say about. But you can't see evil when somebody that might have been sitting here done listened to a show over and over again, done been fascinated by your voice, can't wait to see who you are in real life. Then they get to see you and they're like, oh my God, this person is more than what I even thought that he mm-hmm. was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I just can't wait to get next to him and take my picture. Mm-hmm. And they might squeeze on you. They might do all kinds of stuff. So that's supposed to be appropriate in our line of work? No.
And that's when you tell somebody like, hey, first of all, it's going to be respect. But if something happened like that, you have to let them know. You got to check them. That shit ain't going to be okay. Like, oh, he's my wife right here. What are you doing?
Yeah, because your wife right here.
Man.
Your wife
exactly.
right here.
That's disrespectful to her.
If your wife wasn't here, it'd be on and popping.
No. It'll still be the same teachable moment, but you're not going to disrespect my wife like that right in front of her. Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
See how you sound?
Teachable.
That's disrespectful to me.
It's not disrespectful if it's a teachable moment.
You should be outraged.
Exactly.
You should be outraged.
But you can't blow your cool. You can't blow your cool. You can't blow your cool like this. So that's what I'm saying.
Like I said, what I said. So no.
I got it. That's cool.
So that's what I say. The best thing to do, they don't need to be introducing nobody to your exes. Like, what they need to know them people for? What your people need to know the other people for? Y'all on social media all the damn time. The people already know. They know you with somebody. What you got? Oh, yeah. This Sheila from... No. I don't want to know her. Where you know her from?
She used to be the mailman.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
That's all I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Sheila be done got fucked up and got her eye knocked out. Mm-hmm. Then what you gonna do then? It's all your fault because you want to introduce
people. It's not my
somebody.
Fault. It's your fault.
And you want to introduce people.
Because you can't handle yourself. Like
I can't handle myself. Now you want to pass the blame.
It was nothing. There's only one person. If you attack somebody or whatever.
I ain't attacking nobody. Oh. She violated my space, so I gotta make sure she know what it is.
I mean, you could tell about words, but like, see, nah, you gotta do that. Can't be respectful to the teachable moment, mm-mm. and then you could do it. You could tell her that with love mm-mm. and care. You don't have to fly off the handles. Like, see, you can't handle. You can't move like that no more. Like I said, Queen Jeremy, we gonna get you media trained. We gonna get you right.
You need to get media trained because you lame. You lame as hell. If you think that a nigga gonna be my man. And you walking around here talking about something, you talking and laughing and kikiing and whatever. And the next thing I know, a bitch be done kissing and all that. And you be sitting here saying, oh, it happened so fast. I didn't even realize she leaned in and then she, bitch tongue all in your mouth. But then yet still, you be sitting over here playing them type of games. But hey, you want to introduce folks.
Nah, it won't happen like that.
Yeah. So you see. That's just how it was when you was down there, up under the girl's skirt, putting her brace on her leg, some shit you ain't even need to be bothered with, but you was up under that. Then you go get caught zipping your pants up, coming from around the side of the building. Nobody knows what you be doing, but everything you do is so innocent.
It was all coincidence. But anyway.
You say so.
It's top 10 time, man. Top 10 is where we get a list of things, 10 of them. Sometimes more, and we just get a top of it. We let Google do all the work. I just put top 10, and bam, started going from there. This week is no different. You're a little ratchet this week. Saw this online. The top 10 threats from a woman. Queen Germ, I need to know, how many of these have you said? The top 10 death threats chicks send. I take that back. That's what it is. At number 10, we got... You know what?
Say that again.
Number 10 of death threats chicks in. You know what? Like, you know what? You go ahead. I'm a da 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 da. You know what? Yes. A death threat.
A death threat? Nobody sends that to nobody.
So if I say, oh, Queen Germ, me and the boys, I'm just going to stay out. I'll be home about 9 in the morning. You know what? You going to stay where you at because da-da-da-da, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
But that's not a death threat.
Yes, it is.
That's okay. If you say so. I mean, I'm going to go with it.
Number 9. We got, oh, okay.
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 That sounds good. That sounds reasonable.
Number 8. Why would I be mad?
I don't see that. That's not my line of language. Okay. Might be a little too young for me.
Number 7. Do what you want.
That sounds like me.
Okay. Number 6. I just think it's funny how ...
Sometimes, maybe. Okay. That's not a go-to, but hey, I can see it.
Number 5. Do you?
No.
Number 4. Excuse me?
Not me either.
Okay.
That's too polite.
Number 3. No worries.
Not me either.
Number 2. It's all good.
Possible.
Mm-hmm. And number 1. Top 10 death threat chicks in. Have fun.
Yeah.
Why not? You've said that.
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go that many.
You said like all 10 of these to me. And that's why I'm sitting here thinking like, who is this person I'm talking to?
I don't even say no shit like that. Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
Yes. Yes.
If you say so.
I can send it to you right now so you can read it.
I don't need it. But my thing is simply, I mean, regardless of what the person say, y'all know what it is. If you saying some dumb shit, you deserve somebody to say something wicked rat on back to you.
I mean, but you know, y'all know, I could be like, hey, man, I mean, we're going to have fun. When you come back, these locks going to be changed. Yeah. It's all good because da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, all y'all. Now, no worries, you probably never said no worries.
I don't say no worries. That ain't no shit I say. Mm. I mean, but either way it is, I could say it all of them at the same damn time.
Yeah.
And what you need to understand is I meant what I said. Okay. So try me and see what I mean.
All right.
That's what it is. Don't do stuff to make nobody give you no threats. That's what you should be focused on versus the creativity of the threat.
You like threats.
I don't. Because I really wish I didn't have to. But you like to press the buttons.
No, I don't.
You want to always, you want to play the game of, I'm the good guy. I don't want trouble. I only want peace. I come with love. And no, you don't, nigga. You are the devil.
What? Do you hear what you just called me? The devil?
Nigga, you are evil.
Did you hear what you just said? I'm evil?
Bruh.
Wow.
You be coming on some low shit.
Low. Okay. I can't believe that. Let's go ahead and get a TV talk. She said I'm evil.
That's why you try to get so high, because you know you low.
What?
You know you low. Naturally. That's just what it is.
TV talk time. Wonder Years. What was it about this week? Oh, this was when
the mama got the jobs.
No. Well, that was part of the story too. Was it the daddy had to got a job?
Daddy got a gig and the mama got a gig and the mama was mad because the daddy was acting like she needed to wait on hers and not.
She kept putting her dream to the side.
Whatever.
And he was like, he had got a thing with Marvin Gaye.
So he was gonna just take
Dean was gonna go with him for the summer and everything, however long. And then Kisa, she was they had a tornado at the school or some kind of bad storm, and Kisa and Dean was in this room together, and they messed around the kids because they were scared, you know, and they realized that they were like besties and they had never tried a relationship. She had a boyfriend. And
he signed in her yearbook that he loved her. And then when they talked about it underneath the table, he said something about love. And she was like, they both was like kind of ill. And he was like, what if I did mean love? And that's when she kissed him. And so then he was like, she signed his yearbook, and when he was telling her that they'll see each other later because they both were going out of town for the summer, she gave him his yearbook back, and she had signed that she loved him too.
Yeah.
So then it was on and popping, and now his whole summer going to be confused because he don't know whether he got a girlfriend or if he just, you know, they just know they like each other, but they can't do nothing.
Nah, man, you better go on, take your ass up there, experience life, boy. You got a kiss now. Go further next time. Go squeeze on some hips. You know what I'm saying?
So
keep moving your way up. Yeah, keep moving your way up, man. You're going to New York, you know, learn something when you go up there, Dean. It's, hey, one thing I know that's amazing about this, it's supposed to be in the 60s, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Alabama, right? Mm-hmm. How are these Negroes just moving around so freely? Like, why we ain't seen no Klan or nothing in this? Like, hold on, man. Y'all lives too goddamn good.
It's the wonder years. Like,
like, why we ain't seen no Klan show up and no race? Like, we ain't seen no, like, nigger! You know, but none of that. Like, they keeping it clean. Like, I appreciate it, but this 1960 Alabama, nigga. It's a... Y'all going to the movies, the mall. Like, hold up now. What the hell going on here now? Y'all, this ain't living. Like, y'all is sitting in the same restaurants with these people. Like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know. Maybe Martin Luther King, because they supposed to be in Montgomery. So maybe Martin Luther King got some kind of agreement that the Negroes live peaceful in Montgomery. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, come in, but actually Martin Luther King got killed on the show. So this is right after that time. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I remember he was in school when he got killed, and they was treating him all nice. So yeah, Wonder Years, dope show. Keep watching. What else we was watching?
Change the name, it'd be better. But
oh my god,
great show.
WKS. Oh, we started watching The Circle. We watched the little last episodes. They up on the season finale. Looks like you're pulling for Frank pretty hard.
I like him.
Yeah, Frank is very animated. Like, Frank is cool as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, he said, like, he like the wild dude, like, he'll have you buzzing out laughing all the time because he hits you with the little sayings, man. So, Frank has won me over, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I want to see Frank win, you know what I'm saying? Because, one, he a big dude, shout out to that. And, you know what I'm saying, he ain't trying to be, like, dressing like no skinny nigga. Like, he like, nah, nigga, I'm wearing shit to fit me, nigga, like, like, you know what I'm saying? He ain't out there trying to stretch, you know. So, shout out to Frank.
He done took a lot of L's in his life. His parents died when he was young, and the grandparents died before he came on the show. And he just seemed to be a genuine person.
Yeah.
And, like, the way he even played his game, he always say he's always played with his heart. So, it's not like he's so strategic, like a lot of the other people keeping notes on people. And if the person lied about this.
Yeah, I ain't never seen him one pull out the notebook and write something
really
down.
He ain't doing all of that. So, he just.
Frank in there like, look, nigga, I'm trying to get this 2 weeks old. We get this money.
Exactly. So, I can do some things. So
yes, sir.
He seemed like a good all-around type of person. So, he's very animated. But I like him a lot. He got one of them dudes. His wife won the last season.
Like, nah, nigga, you can't win again, bro.
Hating big time.
Man, cause like, bro, your wife won.
Just
playing.
Give him a show, like you said. Just
give him a show. Like, y'all not winning.
They
this
got little kids, so y'all could do one of them.
Nigga, a lot of people got little like kids. Yeah, y'all need to find something else. But doing catfishing, this ain't it. This ain't it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, this ain't y'all little gimmick. You know what I'm saying? But nah, they can't let him win.
But it's all
they
right.
Can't let Everson win either. I don't like Everson because he old. Goddamn.
He the cruise man. Ain't
it? Yeah, but then he know what I'm saying. He took what the little dude told him, and you know what I'm saying. He ain't had no reason to hate on you, lean like that, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying. He ain't have. Yeah, exactly. He lame. So
that's, I mean, he obviously lame. He done fell in love with a woman pitcher that you don't know nothing about.
That's a nigga.
A whole
this
nigga that's
flirting
married.
With a whole nigga and nigga getting butterflies, nigga. Like, ooh, like, bro, you do know it's a chance this could be a catfish, right? Like,
and
bro,
you gotta play like everybody is a catfish. I might play the game, but I would never get no feelings attached.
Hell
nobody,
nah.
Like, okay,
everybody's fake. Yeah,
no,
everybody
like,
fake. I'm lying.
I really am feeling some type of way about her.
I'm gonna be on. Let me get on that show. I'm lying. I'm making up stories and everything just to keep the shit going.
And you can't even keep up.
Keep
with
up
lies,
with the lies. They be like, "What?" But you said the other day, like, "What? Huh?" I think he's catfish. Actually, I'm not. I'm just lying to y'all, nigga. Like, why am I gonna? Well, I might tell one person this, one person that.
You know. He told me that he had a son in.
No, I didn't. That person's lying. Why would I say that? Why would I say that, sir? Yes.
Get it together.
So, yeah, man. Check out The Circle. I think there's one episode left. I think it'll come out next week or something. So, we'll see. Who Killed Sarah's back on Netflix. If you want to watch a Mexican thriller show, like, this shit funny. Because the mouse don't really, it likes y'all people doing them TikTok videos where y'all mouse don't be matching the words. And then y'all still put the video out. Like, y'all sitting there talking in the mouth, it ain't synced up with your with the audio, and y'all still put it out. But, you know, hey, shout out to y'all niggas. Well, that's all for TV Talk. Shorty asked us about watching some shows, so we're going to have to, we do got some shows we can start watching, because we start watching that Southside and shit like that. Not shit like that, but, you know, we're going to check it out.
Okay. You
know? So, yeah, so we have some new shows to watch. Well, it's Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Black. Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here. It's with me and Queen Germ. Act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, we ain't take no acting classes. But we come here every week and give a Oscar-worthy performance. This week's no different. Situation is this. Man wants to tell his wife she is gaining weight. Now, Queen Germ, I'm going to set the situation because I assume you want to be the wife. Oh, no. You're going to be the man this time. I'm going to be the wife. And you're going to tell your wife that she's gaining weight. Are you ready, Queen Germ? Get it together. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
I think I am.
Here we go. Action.
What's up, Margaret?
Hey, how you doing?
Seems like your stuff ain't sitting too right.
Huh? What you mean? I look good in this shirt. What you talking about?
I mean, it's like your stomach.
What you mean? You ain't not finna do that. I look good in this shirt.
Compared to
what? I just got this off of Fashion Nova. Look. I mean,
and it's looking like fashion.
It don't look like the model that on. It don't look like what she look like, but it look good on me. I mean, what you mean?
I think the last time you wore that shirt, it didn't hold.
I ain't no lad. This is new.
Well, whatever is going on, I can see your rolls and things.
What you mean? Listen. It's you supposed to be body positive now.
The Michelin man ain't got nothing.
I don't care. So you supposed to be bothered? You gaslighting me right now. You gaslighting me.
Whatever that means, baby. But you.
I mean, what? No.
Off.
What you mean? I look good. So what? So what? So what? A couple rows showing. So what?
So what?
I mean, what you mean?
You know that ain't looking good.
For
like
better
that?
Or for worse. I mean,
and
yeah.
That's for worse.
So I mean, I didn't have two of your babies. What I'm supposed to look like?
Not that.
What you mean?
Come on, bro. You ain't supposed to be out here looking like
what
this.
What you mean? So what? I done had two kids. This is what two kids look like.
No.
Yes.
No, I done seen people who done had more kids than
okay,
you.
Okay, but I don't want to work out. I don't want to do that.
Why you looking like
that. I like eating french fries every day. So what?
That's why you looking like that.
But I mean, so what? So what? But
it's not okay.
Look.
So
I mean,
I've
been suffering from postpartum.
Okay.
And ever since I had the baby, I just don't be feeling. You think I like looking like this? I was in high school. I used to be the baddest thing in school. Now, look at me now. Like I be on Facebook posting, and you know what I'm saying? I don't look like I used to look. So what?
I got you a gift.
I mean, what? What you got?
I got you this gym membership.
I'm not going to no gym. Why I can't get a BBL? Why I can't get a BBL?
Cause we still got more kids to have.
So what? Okay then. So I still want
to. So you need to work out for the sake of getting healthy.
Fuck all that. No. I can just go to DR right now and be straight
and
be good
sick.
In 2 months. You know what I'm saying? But that working
you know
out.
Die from that?
So what? I gotta work. I'm not working out. No. Like I'd rather just get a BBL. Like just pay for the BBL. Like we can go to Columbia. That'd be fun. That's like a trip we can go to.
Not while you all bleeding and shit.
I mean, I need somebody to take care of me. You can do that.
That ain't what I'm doing. I'm not doing that shit. You better go with your sister.
I mean, we can do that. You gonna pay for it, right? I mean, it's okay, but still, I just I'm not going to no gym.
You need to.
Cut.
You need to.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
You had a girl voice for like 3 seconds.
I mean, I couldn't. You know, it's improv.
I know. I mean, I went in and out, so.
Yeah, your voice, you know, you. That was funny, though.
I tried.
Hey, if you got situations you want to hear us act out, man, send it in to us, man. On Instagram, Frocast. On Twitter, The Frocast. At Nappy Afro on both of them. Reach out to us. We'll do it. Next up, man, we're going to read some rap lyrics. Around here, we read rap lyrics. You can read them in your office voice, your professional voice. Excuse me, your professional voice. Depending on how King Jordan feeling that day, your accent, you know. But as long as you read them, that's what we want to do. Queen Jordan, it's your turn. Are you ready?
I think I am.
Here we go.
My auntie is a man now. I think I'm old enough to understand now. Drinking Paul Masson with her hat turned backwards. Motorola pager, off-white guest jacket. Blue Air Maxes, gold chain, and curl kits. 93 Nissan wax job, the earliest. Big social, big personality, vocal. Played the background, the underground, verbatim, and stayed local. My auntie is a man now. I watch him and his girl hold their hands down. Tip of the avenues, under street lights, made his thinking. I want me a bad bitch when I get big. They hug on the corner like California King. Cold hand all up her skirt, cars whistling down the road. See, my auntie is a man now. Slight bravado, scratching the likes from Lotto. Hoping that she pull up tomorrow so I can hang out in the front seat. 6x9s, keeping the music up under me. My auntie is a man now.
That was the Poto Ghetto Laureate, Kendrick Lamar, with I think it was the Auntie Diaries or something like that, off his latest album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. You know, shout out to Kendrick. I gave the album a break for a little while because I wanted to see, get over the new shock of it, and I want to come back to it in a couple weeks and see if it still had that same feeling. So, you know, I'm still listening to a couple tracks off of it that I like, you know, but as a whole project, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to fall back from it because I listened to it a lot and I was just like, you know, dope, you know, so I'm going to come back to it. HBCU Confession Time. HBCU Confessionals. We go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter. We grab some tweets and I read them to Queen Germ. And this one goes a little something like this. Sent my boyfriend some nudes last night and woke up to them being seen, but zero response. I'm just going to unsend them and send it to my side piece. He'll appreciate them. Tuskegee. Queen Germ, react.
I mean, first of all, people are going to have to get out of the habit of sending nudes. Because okay. If we send in news, we got to make sure that your face ain't in them. So it's only going to be a body shot. Because people are turning your news into all kinds of things. Like, you're going to fuck around and can't never get a job again. But actually, they're going to do it enough to where it ain't going to matter. But while we in this period right here, you're going to lose it all behind some bullshit. So you might want to play it safe. Make sure your damn face and your tattoos and shit ain't in it. Because if they can identify you, the people going to be on that bullshit. So don't be talking about something your nigga don't like it or your nigga don't want it, so you're going to throw it over there to the side piece or whatever. Because the side piece probably done got them same pictures anyway. If he already has been named the side piece, what else is there to do? So, I mean, I just feel like the young people, they getting too much going on too early. And then by the time you get 40 years old, hopefully you still ain't dating for 40. But
oh, niggas still gonna be dating when they 40. Trust. It's gonna be a long what? What? No, it's only gonna get worse. It's only gonna get worse. Like hey bro. I feel bad for the singles out there.
I feel bad for
like
them.
I told my son, I told you, like, you gonna marry a freak. Like it's
and that's okay though.
That's what I'm saying. Hopefully you get married, but it's gonna be a long road. Well, like the daughter, like I don't see it.
You don't want her to get married because you want to be able to have her in the house with you forever.
No, if she was, I could deal with the boy being, you know, like him, like her on the other hand, she don't really do nothing. She don't cook, she don't clean.
She does. She just starting to get into cooking.
she cook for her. Like, yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, she don't really, like, so, nah. You can't say, like, I'd rather her be gone. You know, on her own. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't. You crippling her. That's why you got her in him.
No. Like I'm not crippling her.
You telling her she ain't got to leave. You told her from day one, you ain't got to never leave here.
Yeah.
You can stay here forever. That's a lie.
That's a lie, exactly. That was, I wanted her to see, like, what?
nigga, I'm not staying here for a minute. She's like, mm-mm. She's really, she took that to heart. You remember you said that to me?
I mean, that girl, when I tell you today, I call myself.
You in business with her, and she, you ain't reaping none of the product. See, that's why I could. That's why I stopped doing business with her. She got you buying all the supplies and paying shipping costs and shit, and you ain't getting nothing back on the return. So, that's like I said, I don't do business with her because me and her end up fighting. Because you don't understand.
I'm talking about her and this driving today.
I would not have done that.
But see, she had finished her module for the driver's ed. She went through the different stuff. She was talking about it or whatever. So she was like, well, let me drive around the corner. I said, okay, let's get in the car.
Why would you? It's too tight around here. You know.
The girl is scary.
Exactly.
All,
that's why you need to be in somewhere big.
Soon as she couldn't even get out of the driveway for her being so scared. So I said, I know it's your first time driving, so you don't need to have the backup. Let's just pull the car out and get in the room. I'm talking about the foot. She never applied the gas.
So she coasted around the whole thing.
And mashed on the brakes. I was just like, okay, I'm glad she only wanted to do this one little round rotation because I couldn't take no more. But sorry. She did what she could.
Not right now. This is what you're supposed to tell her. Ma'am, we're one vehicle. Something happens, we're fucked. So you got to be a little more selective about loaning out your keys.
Because
that's not the one. Trust me. When I heard that today, I said, shit, ain't no way, cuz. Ain't no fucking way.
Yeah, so that was an adventure.
Yeah. So keep it 100 time. Queen Jern, do you have a keep it 100?
Yes, my keep it 100 is in the celebration of graduation, and y'all need to realize it is a bridging ceremony if your child is not graduating from high school.
100.
If you graduated from high school, it is a graduation. It's a celebration. You getting a diploma. When you go to the next round, when you getting the next degree and certificate and all of that stuff, it's something to celebrate. I do not understand what you're getting all carried away for with the pre-K, the kindergarten, the VPK to whoever else, 5th grade, 8th grade. Let the children have a little fun. Do the bridging ceremony. Call the kids' names. But it's no purpose in y'all buying no cap and gown for them little kids. It's just too much being done for little children to say that they graduated. They graduated high school, college, and beyond. It's no other. That other stuff is called a bridging ceremony. Phasing up. Moving up, whatever you want to call it, but it ain't graduation.
Mm-mm. You just passed the kindergarten, or you passed pre-K, you passed the 5th grade, you passed the 8th grade. It's no big deal.
Yeah, promotion ceremony.
I saw motherfuckers get the limo. I'll never forget the limo when the boy graduated from 5th grade, and I was like, these people taking
it. And I just hope that mean that the people, and parents, own a limousine company.
And I told you, everyone I went to, I said, hey, this is the last time some parents gonna see their kids graduate.
And it's sad, though.
It's sad, but I mean, maybe that's the whole.
Like, hey, that's why you got to turn up and celebrate every last one.
Somebody last graduation going to be their 8th grade graduation, their 5th grade graduation.
Niggas. Yeah. I mean, this thing's happening out here.
Yeah, exactly. So,
so that's why you got to be able to celebrate. Celebrate. Turn it up.
Oh,
I'm going to be partying this weekend. I'm going to party this weekend and next weekend. Party number one this weekend, party number two next weekend. All the way live.
Have all the fun you can.
I am.
It seems like it's more of a party for you than it is for the kid, but
it's not. I mean, shoot, I done did most of the work. Hell.
That's what I'm saying. Well, my keep 100 go a little something like this. Atlanta, the show, not the city. I got beef.
100.
You know, I know Dr. Brace was saying, nigga, I'm biased or whatever, but call it what you want to, but the first two seasons of the show were something, and then this third season was something that I was not prepared for. And I stand by what I said. The best episodes this season have been the episodes where the cast was not featured. That season finale with Van and the stale loaf of bread was dumb. So, Atlanta, get it together. FX, reel these niggas back in. Tell them, cut some of the goddamn creative control over. Because if this last season is like this, you ruined a good show. And that's my keep it 100. Winners and loser time. Queen Jern, do you have any winners?
Yes, I'm going to say my winner this week is Navi Ant.
Winner!
Which is has agreed to cancel $3.5 million worth of student loan debt. So I feel like anybody who is being covered under this, they are winning. The people who paying the debt is winning because, hey, you saving people's lives because it's hard out here for the student loan borrowers.
Y'all fell for the scam.
Hey, ain't no scam for me because I never pay them people all that money back. Never. I ain't got them intentions.
My winner, man, Prince Jerm, man.
Winner.
Prince Jerm graduating from high school. At the time you're hearing this, it'd be the next day, Saturday. But, you know, I'm making my win this week. Congratulations. You made it through this first phase of life. You know, a lot of people didn't. So, you know, hey, that's something to applaud yourself for. But it ain't over, nigga. Like, now you're in the real world. Guess what? You get a paycheck, you're going to start kicking in on some bills. Like, you out of high school now. So every time you get paid, I'm looking for $50 to $100. You know what I'm saying? So just let that be known. Let it be known.
So he going to be a winner today and a loser on payday.
No, he can eat the real world. He needs to learn responsibility. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is part of the real world. Yes.
We'll talk off.
Ain't nothing to talk about. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. He needs to learn, like, oh, shit. Oh, yeah. You're in the real world now. Like, that high school shit, it's over with. Like, nobody cares anymore. Like, you're just a person. You're just a number. Whatever your social is, that's what you are from this point on. Like, there's no teacher patting you on your back saying, hey, I just want you to, you know, try harder. And I see a lot in you. Nah, when you get to college, the teacher's not going to give a fuck. They don't even know your fucking name. You know what I'm saying? You are just another person. So, yes, we're going to start seeing some residuals around here for you living in this house. You know what I mean? Yes. So, if you got any losers, Queen Jern?
No. Yes. My loser this week is Ana Nunez.
Loser.
This hag done lied and schemed from cancer patients. She done been stealing the people money and done scammed these people out of over $400,000. So I just think that if somebody's already battling something like that, chances
you need money for, you got cancer.
Sir, some of the people are going to survive it.
Some of them not, though. So the ones that, you know, I need to look at the charts and see which ones got the latest stages and them the ones I need to rip off.
Okay, sir. You're sick.
Just saying. Again. If you was going to do that.
Well, she ain't stealing. Obviously, you ain't stealing from all the ones that's dying because the people are able to go back and figure out that you done stole from them because they done recovered. And now your ass is in trouble. So you probably already was in between with your damn immigration status. Now you done going and fucked the stuff up.
Just because her last name Nunez do not mean, you know, immigration status. That, hey, now look at that. God damn.
Anything could be going on. Maybe you trying to steal so that you can get your stuff situated. But all I can tell you is,
she just seen a sweet lick. She like, this nigga dying. I just get this money right here.
You
thought
you had it, but you don't. Now your ass in trouble. It's going to get bad, as the lady said.
Well, my loser is this chick right here.
Loser.
Pregnant Florida woman throws violent tantrum at McDonald's before twerking her way out. I know it sounds ridiculous from the title, so just hear me out. A woman who was upset with how long her order was taken in a McDonald's drive-thru in Lakeland stormed into the restaurant, threw a violent tantrum, and began twerking Thursday afternoon, the Polk County Sheriff's Office said. Deputy said, Tianis Jones, 22, of Lakeland, barged into the restaurant on US 92 East shortly after 5:30 p.m. See, that was right after shift change. It was going to be a little wait. And began complaining to an employee at the counter. 1 minute later, she threw a small plastic sign and several bottles towards the worker before walking behind the counter and throwing cups on the floor at employees, investigators said. They said one of Jones' relatives came in the store to try to hold her back and calm her down. Deputy said Jones was asked to leave multiple times, but she remained in the store, calling 911 to say, I'm 5 months pregnant. These people don't know how to run a fucking McDonald's. Investigators said Jones' relative and another woman convinced her to leave the restaurant after about 10 minutes. As Jones got to the exit, she turned toward the employees, lifted her shirt to expose her belly, then turned and began twerking at them, the sheriff's office said. Oh, man. And then this is the funny comment from the sheriff. He always got
He always does stuff like that. He says, I don't know why this woman got as angry as she was, but as the saying goes, she's a few fries short of a happy meal. She better not complain about the food we serve her at the county jail.
Sick.
Oh, man. So they still looking for her. She on the lam. So, but you're my loser this week for getting so angry, man. I don't know what it is about these fast food places that make y'all people get so angry. I mean, these people are making your food. I don't know why y'all get so angry with them. Like, yes, I just walk out. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to get mad. I'm just going to leave. You know what I'm saying? So that's just me. You know, that's the way I deal with it. I'm not going to get angry at them. If I see the line too long, what I'm going to complain for? This shitty-ass food I'm finna get? I just leave. I'm okay. I go somewhere else. Somewhere else that values my money, my time. You know, it's called fast food for a reason. Not wait 40 minutes for some bullshit. No.
You don't think so?
No. I go up there quick. Hey, look, I'm on my lunch break. You know what I'm saying? Look, I need my food. Like, I want to sit and eat and watch. You know, I got a whole hour or whatever. I want to enjoy my hour, not spend 30 minutes fucking around with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Then I get back and I got to scarf my motherfucking food down. Or, you know, no. It's not going to happen. So I just fucking leave. Well, that's everything looks like. I got to ask you, Queen Germ, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Nuggle.
Shout outs go a little something like this, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, my nigga RT3, my nigga J Will, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, Peppy J from B More, Steph from B More, Dom, anybody of No Man Gang, shout out to y'all. We got 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast. We got Eclectic and the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. We got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, The Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork L, Miss Minnie Meeks, The Cool Out Corner. We got Dr. Abrasive, Dr. Cam's Barbecue, and that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K Law, the truck driver. That's the Black Pod Squad. Go check them out. Shout out to all the other podcasts that fuck with us. Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. We Need to Talk, Ringo, Just Red, and the Cold Red of Podcast. You got Big Smash, Miss Shantae, Bet the House, Rodis Live, Mind Triggers. Anybody, any other podcast that fuck with us, man, shout out to y'all. Anybody with that site, Doc Claw in the Gang, shout out to you. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. And anybody else who fucked with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Man, another show's in the books, Queen Germ. It's that time. It's time to rate your show.
Well, thinking about all the good things we conversed about today, knowing that this is not our regular show day for recording, pushing through, making sure we do what needs to be done for our son, the graduate, putting all things in perspective. Might have started off a little rough, but we got in there and we punched it out. So I gotta say, a 9.
All right, man. I give it a 2.022. And for all the graduates that's graduating in 2022. So, you know, that's my number this week.
Okay.
All right. All the graduates.
Sounds good to me, sir.
Whether you graduate in pre-K, first grade, kindergarten, third grade, fifth grade, eighth grade.
Homeschool,
nigga. Shout out. Hey, I heard my coworker had a homeschool. He was like, man, it was 44 kids at the graduation. I was like, 44? Oh, wow. I would love to be at that graduation. We wouldn't be there no motherfucking time. Then he was like, oh, they had a speaker there. You would have liked them. How the fuck you know that? When that motherfucker said that shit today, I was just like, how the fuck you know I would have liked them?
Like, hey, he probably was black.
That's probably what it was. He probably was black and looked like he played football or some shit.
Because I
just don't understand. But anyway, shout out to all the motherfuckers, all the graduates. Well, man, gotta let you know, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download to Frocast on any podcast reader, especially Frocast.com. Don't forget about our voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Got plenty of shirts. Might have some news in there soon. But go check them out. Well, on behalf of everyone in Nappy Afro offices, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast on a Monday night. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com